In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. 2 weeks before the Great Lent, the Church used to have the Jonah fast. And the Jonah fast is an introduction and preparation for the Great Lent in a mean that our Lord Jesus Christ who offered himself on the cross and was buried for 3 days have many prophecies in the Old Testament. One of the very strong prophecies is the Jonah as a prophet who was buried in the big fish of the whale for 3 days. As if the Church is saying to us, here is a symbol of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ and as Jonah was in the whale for 3 days and three nights, so also Jesus Christ was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. And as Jonah saved the sailors of the boat from drowning, so also our Lord Jesus Christ saved the whole world from the death of sin. And the book of Jonah is the book of the great divine love of God. God loves us so much, and God wants that all to be saved and to the knowledge of truth to come. The book of Jonah explains to us how does the greed of love of God led all the people mentioned in the book of Jonah to salvation. No one was missed. At the beginning of the book of Jonah, we find a wicked people in Nineveh. We find a pagan sailors who worship different gods or idols. We find Jonah the prophet, who is a little bit fanatic and thinks that the salvation is only for the Jews. So all of them are lost in a way or so. But at the end of the conclusion of the book of Jonah, we find the great repentance of the people who were wicked and repented, of the great city of Nineveh, whose population was about 120,000 people. Or 12,000 people, not 120,000, Ribwayani 10,000. And the pagan people, the sailors of the boat, believed in God and offered sacrifices. And Jonah himself was healed from his fanaticism. This is always the hand of God. When God does something, he does not do it partially. He do it fully, completely, perfectly. When God does something, he does not finish it one by one. But he solved the problem of all these people in one shot, starting with the prophet Jonah. God could have said to Jonah, go and warn the city of Nineveh and tell them, if you do not repent, you will perish. But the Lord did not do that. The Lord just said to Jonah, go, say to this, in 40 days the city will perish, will be demolished, without giving any hope. Was it a lesson to Nineveh people or to Jonah? It was to Jonah. Why? Because Jonah, at the end, when he found that the Lord changed his mind and forgave the sins of the people, he became very upset. And he prayed to the Lord and said, was it from the beginning that I knew that you are merciful God and slow in anger? Now, take my life. My death is better than my life. So the lesson actually was to Jonah himself, to say to him, even if you don't give hope, but the people repent, I accept their repentance. I give them an open heart. I give them an open gate of mercy to go through. That's why in the beginning Jonah escaped from God. Jonah escaped from God. And God could have chosen another prophet. But as I said to you from the beginning, it is not the goal of God. The goal of God is to heal all of them, the servants, the wicked people, the idol worshippers, everyone. That's why the Lord insisted to surround Jonah until he came back and obeyed the Lord. When Jonah first disobeyed the Lord, he went to the opposite direction. And this is the way that we do sometimes. When we disobey the word of God, we go in the opposite direction. Instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish. What happened? The sea was storming. The boat was in trouble. But he was sleeping. Deep slumber. Deep slumber. In the bottom of the boat. And this is the case of those who go in the opposite direction, disobeying the Lord. They are sleeping. Not sleeping in peace, but sleeping in unawareness. Sleeping in wasting their lives. Sleeping means not awareness, not taking care, carelessness of their salvation. But the Lord, as I said, in this book, who is the great lover of mankind, did not leave Jonah. And the Lord is ready to do whatever he can to save you. Whatever he can to save you. He can use the sea. He can use the wind. He can use the waves. He can use the sun. He can use the plants. He can use the worm. Look at the book of Jonah, you will find that the Lord used all of these. And also he used the whale. And he used the casting lot. Everything. The Lord is ready to do whatever, everything for your salvation. Why? Because he does love you so much. He wants you to come back to his bosom. He wants you to come back on track and to correct yourselves, yourself. That's why the book of Jonah, when you go home, please read it. It's only 4 chapters. 4 chapters. You can finish it in 10, 15 minutes maximum if you read it slowly. And you can meditate in it until the rest of the day and tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, God willing. The Lord is ready to do whatever you want. So do not close your ears and close your heart towards what he is doing for you. The sailors awoke Jonah, who was in deep slumber in the bottom of the boat, and said, "Oh, aren't you aware that we are drowning now?" The pagan people were rebuking the prophet of God. Why? Because the prophet of God, he himself, disobeyed the Lord and escaped from his command. Here, Jonah did not only awake from his sleep, but he awoke spiritually, recognized that the Lord will not leave him. They said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am escaping from the Lord who created the land and the sea. Now I recognize that he is here and there and everywhere." When Jonah awoke spiritually, he offered himself and he said, the only way to save yourself from drowning is to throw me in the sea. Of course, Jonah did not know that the Lord was preparing a whale for him to save him. But he offered himself. And here is the symbol between Jonah and our Lord Jesus Christ, that he offered himself. In one difference, that the Lord knew from the beginning that he was going to die, but resurrect also. Jonah offered himself, and the whale kept him 3 days, and he prayed a very deep prayer. And we read this prayer at the last hour of the Good Friday, because at that hour, we remember that the Lord was buried, or going to be buried, in the tomb. And then we read the prayer that Jonah prayed from the from the whale. At the end of the prayer, he said, the salvation is from God. And then at that moment, he was saved, ordered to the whale, through Jonah again to the land. To conclude what we are saying now, be sure that the Lord loves you very much. If we are serving like Jonah, he loves us. If we do something wrong, he corrects us. If we are worshiping some idols in this world, and the idols not essentially to be statues, but could be money, could be ego, could be pleasures, could be lusts, could be anything, the Lord is ready to save us. Even if you are wicked, or we go to the way of the wicked people, the Lord also is ready to accept our repentance, to leave our weaknesses, our sins, and come back to Him. The book of Jonah is the book of salvation. The book of Jonah is the book of repentance from our side, and the book of love of God from His side. When we repent, He will accept our repentance. He will forgive our sins. When we come back to Him, He will say, come to me. Come to me. This salvation is for you. My blood is to purify you. My body is to forgive your sins. Do not delay your repentance. That's why tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, the church fasts 3 days and have the same melody, the same way of praying of the Great Lent, even the same time. Except this year, because on Tuesday we have the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the temple, 40 days after His birth. That's why, as an exception, only this year, the liturgies will be on Monday and Wednesday from 11 to 1, but Tuesday from 6 to 8. Because this, we cannot fast a long day. It's a feast, but we'll keep our fast. It's a minor feast, minor master feast. أسبوعين قبل الصيام الكبير الكنيسة بتصوم صيام يونان. صيام يونان الكنيسة بتصوم عشان تقول لنا أن يونان النبي كان رمزا للمسيح لما جه في بطن الحوت 3 أيام. وأيضا سفر يونان اللي هو مجرد 4 أصحاحات فقط نقدر نسميه سفر الحب الإلهي. سفر اللي بيبين محبة ربنا لجميع الناس. بيبتدي السفر بناس ضايعة كلها. نبي اسمه يونان من أنبياء إسرائيل بس شوية متعصب، عارف ان الخلاص من اليهود فقط. بحارة بيعبدوا الأصنام، مدينة بحالها 12 ربوة عايشين في خطايا وآثام شنيعة جدا، في آخر السفر يوناني صلح سكته، البحارة يرجعوا ربنا يذبحوا الذبائح، أهل نينوى يتوبوا توبة ويرجعوا عن طريقهم الرديئة. فالسفر ده أحبائي سفر الحب الإلهي، عايز تعرف محبة ربنا، عايز تعرف قلب ربنا. الله يريد أن جميع الناس يخلصون إلى معرفة الحق يقبلون. مش عايز حد مننا يفلت. ما هو مش معقول يا جماعة، مش معقول إن واحد يعمل ثروة جبارة، والثروة الجبارة دي عشان تبقى لست سبع ثمان ولاد، وبعدين واحد ولا اتنين منهم يفلت، هيحزن يقول لا ثروتي دي أنا جبتها للعيال كلهم، ليه اتنين خابوا وبعدوا؟ مش ثروة بقى اللي عملها المسيح، ده خلاص أبدي بدمه المسفوك على عود الصليب. يريد أن جميع الناس يخلصون. يصعب عليه جدا أن واحد يفلت مننا، يصعب عليه، يقول دمي ده يروح هدر، زي أنا أصنع خلاصا أبديا أولادي يضيعوا منه. مش عايز واحد يفلت من الشبكة، مش عايز واحد يطلع من الحظيرة، وده طلع من الحظيرة يجري وراه يدور عليه ويجيبه ورجعه تاني. لكن مش غصب عنه، عايزك ترجع بإرادتك بمزاجك. جمال سفر يونان إن عمل الله فيه قوي جدا، وإن الله لما بنخطئ مش بيقول خلاص اللي عايز يغلط يغلط كل واحد حر أنا اللي علي عملته، بيقولش كده ربنا أبدا، بيحاصرك، ممكن يجربك، ممكن يتعبك، ممكن يسلط ناس عليك، ممكن يدخلك في مشاكل. ليه يا رب كده؟ أنا عايز أرجعك. لو المشكلة دي هترجعك هرجعك، لو المرض ده هيرجعك هرجعك، لو الاضطهاد ده هيرجعك هرجعك. ومع ذلك مستعد أن أستخدم كل الطبيعة اللي خلقتها عشانك عشان تشتغل في صالحك. مستعد أستخدم الحوت، أستخدم البحر، أستخدم الموج، أستخدم الريح، أستخدم الشجرة ليقطينا، استخدم الدودة، استخدم الشمس، استخدم الطبيعة كلها من أولها لآخرها. بس تعالى تعالى وارجع لي، أنا عاوزك أنت، أنا عاوزك أنت تبقى في حضني، عاوزك أنت ترجع لي. هي دي التوبة. هي التوبة إيه؟ التوبة صعبة قوي، التوبة سهلة، التوبة سهلة جدا. إني أنا يعني إني أنا أخد بالي إن العالم ده كله من أوله لآخره ما يسواش لحظة في الأبدية، فأحط العالم كله تحت رجلي، ولو انحرفت كده ولا كده أقول له لا الحقني، رجعني تاني لحضنك، أقول له تعال تعال أخدك في حضني، تعال أكفكف دموعك وجفتها، تعال أمسح دموعك وديك فرح وسلام أبدي. لحيضة صغيرة تركتك، وبمراحم كبيرة أفتقدك. تفتكر إيه؟ ربنا بيحبنا قوي، وسفر يونان بيثبت لنا هذا الحب. ومش بيحب بس اللي بيأمن بيه، بيحب اللي بيأمن بيه، وبيحب اللي بيكحده، وبيحب اللي بيعصاه، وبيحب اللي بيشتغل ضده، بيحب الكل. بس الشاطر اللي يستفيد من حبه، اللي مش هيستفيد من حبه ذنبه على جنبه، لكن هو هيفضل يحبه. هو ده الله محب البشر الصالح. ربنا يا أحبائي يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة عشان ننتبه ونقول له يا ربي العالم ده كله من أوله لآخره ما يسواش. أديكوا شايفين اللي في مصر في لحظة، راجل بقاله 30 سنة في برستيج عالمي وده وده وده. في 18 يوم يوقعوا هو واللي معاه. هو العالم كده تفتكر ايه؟ بص لها من الناحية دي، ما تبصلهاش من الناحية السياسية، سلام من الناحية الروحية. ان العالم ده كله ما فيهوش جارانتي، العالم ما فيهوش ضمان. اللي النهارده فوق بكره يبقى تحت، واللي تحت ممكن يبقى فوق. قالتها الست العذراء، انزل الاعزاء عن الكراسي ورفع المتضعين، اشبع الجياع خيرات وصرف الاغنياء فارغين. هي دي الحياه. نفوق يا احبائي، نفوق ونرجع ونقول له اذا كنت انت يا رب بتقول لنا سيبوا اللي بره سيبوه عليا، احنا اللي جوه عايزين نتطهر من جوه، عايزين نحب بعض ونحن على بعض، عايزين نتوب توبه حقيقيه من قلبنا، عايزين نعيش عيشه الطهاره قداسه والنقاوه والبر، عايزين نكره النجاسه، عايزين نكره الخطيه، عايزين نعيش تحت رجليه حياه مقدسه من غيرها لا يستطيع احد ان يعين الله. بنادينا كل نعمه وكل بركه، خلي الاحداث اللي ماشيه فيها مصر دي تبقى سبب لتوبتنا، وتقول له تقول له انا ما كنتش عارف انك واخد بالك مني، انا ما كنتش عارف ابدا انك انت ممكن تحل المشكله من اولها لاخرها بالحل ده، زي ما عملت مع يونان والبحاره واهل نينوى، عملت مع كل البف من اولها لاخرها، مش وزير داخليه ولا مش عارف ايه ولا علم ايه ولا كله. احنا كمان يا رب نقول لك اللي انت بتعمله ده كله عشان خاطرنا، مش عايزين نخذلك، مش عايزين نكسفك، مش عايزين نكسر قلبك. ارجعوا الي ارجع اليكم، نقول له مع ارميه توبني يا ربي فاتوب لك المجد في كنيستك من الان ولا الابد. امين.